You're about to step into the Carrie and Tommy catch-up. Why not step up into the Toyota Corolla and get ready for life's great adventures? Toyota means business. Now on. Search Toyota Value for more.
Oh, afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Thursday, Carrie Bickmore.
It's always a good way to start the show where one team member turns to the other a second before we're going to go on air and says, I'm really disappointed in you.
I know.
Yeah, There's a rift in our team.
There is a rift in our team.
Somebody has let us all down. We need to discuss it. I'm not sure it's repairable, to be honest.
Well, I mean, we've got through. Oh, maybe we haven't got through
worse. I don't think we have got through worse. I think this is the first test of our team.
I mean,
and you're
if someone wants to take me out to the back paddock,
I know,
and put me out of the whole thing at the moment,
you've got a cold, and I just wish I'd subbed you in today because you do not want to be here.
No.
In fact, 1060, would you like to do the show with me? Because no, I'm doing it with a ghost of his former self.
It might
here.
End up being really good, and then I'm out. Don't call. You don't need a call. Put down your phone. There's already one calling. Bugger off.
You do have a cold. Not the flu, though. You think it's just a cold?
I think it's just a cold. Okay. It'll come and go. I did find out one good thing.
What?
I was speaking to my mate on the phone, and I said I found a pack of original cold and flu tablets. You know, the good ones?
With the pseudoephedrine.
Yeah, that you have to hand over your license. And I was like, oh, the prized possession. And I've been holding them all morning and holding off using them because I thought you can't get them anymore.
Yeah,
right? And I said to my friend, and I said, I'm holding off using it. And he goes, what are you talking about? And I said, because you can't get them anymore. And he's like, that's codeine, mate. And I'm like, yeah, isn't that what's in these? And he's like, no. You can totally just go to the chemist and get more of those. And I was like, oh.
So have you started taking them?
Mate, I've double dropped. And so I'm flat now, but the middle of the show, half an hour, woo!
You could do with a pep up.
Will there be a skyrocket up me? You just
now,
wait.
Now, before the end of the show, we're going to do what has become your favourite phrase of mine.
Oh, what makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood?
Thinking now, people, the weird thing that just gets you going.
Makes you think,
life is worth living.
Get you in the mood.
It gets you in the mood. Think about it now because we're going to do that later. But next, we're going to have a team meeting.
Are we chatting about
you? You are going to be a part of it. And I guess you can decide for us at home just how bad the punishment should be.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So you may remember yesterday, if you were listening to our show, our gorgeous producer, Kez, who has been with us for a while now, she was filling in on a maternity leave position.
Yep.
And Sonda is coming back from mat leave. And Kez was leaving us.
Yep.
It's a very sad day. She works absolute butt off for this show.
Also, let's not forget our man in the cave working tirelessly on the pots and pans.
Yep.
MDV, who puts together all our audio for the show, and
he's
literally does
as
not
well.
See daylight.
No, and he's leaving as
they
well.
They feed him slop through a hole in the door, and he still produces amazing
with a smile.
Audio.
Yes.
With a smile.
So last night, we, for the last few weeks, have been organising a team dinner, and all of us have been going back and forth. Where should we have it? What should we do? We picked a night that everybody was available.
Yep.
You know, Kez has got kids. I've got kids. It was, finding babysitters. It was all pretty tricky.
Months in advance.
Yes.
Before Kez even got the job, we planned the dinner.
Yeah, and we were so excited yesterday, all of us, about... I didn't get that joke, but I get it's funny now.
Yeah, okay. That's okay.
Sorry, I was a bit slow.
I'm used to it.
Is that that's probably the level of your joke today with your cold? Is that right? Is that what I should expect?
Oh wow! I mean,
I'm just getting you away.
My nose is running and my heart's hurting.
So we get to the dinner last night. So good. There's a big round table at a dumplings restaurant.
Yeah. What was
so
interesting
fun.
Is we said, look. We'll shout. So we said to our producer, Caitlin, we'll shout it. So get somewhere fancy. Let's go all out. Caitlin booked a dumpling place.
to be fair, it was right up my alley. I love a dumpling.
I just think it speaks volumes for Caitlin's definition of fancy.
But at least it was cheap for you.
It was. It really was. People were like, no, don't get dinner. I'm like, this is actually the cheapest dinner I've ever
had. Anyway, we sat around this table and then the man came in to serve us and we were in a private dining room and there was one seat spare and he said, oh, you're waiting for a guest. And we're like, yeah, we're waiting for our
You know what? There was a hole.
There was a hole.
There was a hole.
In our hearts, in our lives, in the room. You could tell
there was
it
a
was
hole.
Empty.
There was a buzz-shaped hole. There was a buzzhole.
There was a buzzhole.
There was a big bloody buzzhole.
And so then we were like,
and
we're waiting for Buzz.
It was 7:45 dinner.
Yeah, it was early dinner. We were going to get in and out Wednesday night. And
Buzz
Caitlin,
is one of the younger ones of the team.
Yeah, it got no commitments, no kids, nothing.
Buzz a free frothy.
Caitlin says, Buzz isn't coming.
Well, does he love a free frothy?
Well, that's what we're about to find out.
Do you? How much, mate?
Well,
A lot, but obviously not enough to come to the dinner last night. I wasn't in a good spot.
Okay, so hold on. So we find out Buzz is not going and we're all like, what do you mean he's not coming? Caitlin says he's tired.
Well, there's more to it than that. But...
Oh, is there?
Well, you tell us, mate.
Okay, you tell us what did you get up to the night before?
All right, so I stayed up till 3 a.m. and watched the Socceroos play. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up at 5:30 that morning. So I only had 2.5 hours sleep throughout the whole day. Couldn't go sleep during the day because I was at work.
What are you up to 5:30? What are you up at 5:30 for?
My missus went to the gym.
Sorry, you misheard the question. What were you up at 5:30?
She makes a lot of noise.
Okay, so
there's trouble in paradise.
Anyway, my violin's ready to play. I'm feeling so sorry that you chose to get up to watch the Socceroos. Yeah.
Your missus wakes you up. Just go back to bed, mate.
I know, but I honestly stay up late all the time, and I don't know why it affected me like it did yesterday.
Oh, so you stay up late all the time, except for when we have our going away dinner.
I didn't know I was going to take it.
So then what happened in the afternoon that led you to not come?
I went home.
Well, don't cry about it, mate. No, well,
Feeling so bad all day because of this. I went home and wasn't feeling great. Started getting a headache, I think, from the fact that I was so tired. At about 6:30, I pulled it, and by 7:30, I was in bed.
I mean, I just think you need to start thinking about your life decisions.
But none of that's a good excuse. I'm tired. How old are you?
28.
Pop a Panadol, mate, and get over your headache.
Pop anything, mate.
But I feel so bad. I've had anxiety all day about it. I've texted Kez. She hasn't replied, so she's clearly angry.
No, I wouldn't reply either. Because I feel like you prioritised something over her dinner.
Events. I'm always last man standing.
It shouldn't have been about you.
I've offered to take her out for lunch. I feel so terrible.
Don't punish her twice. What are you gonna do to make it up to the people?
Well, I'm gonna take Kez out to lunch, and I've clearly just disappointed her, so I reckon that's enough.
You've disappointed all of us. No. I mean, in fact, we're having meetings at the moment. The team's having meetings to work out your future position with the show because I don't know how committed you really are.
But it's not just us. It's the people of this great nation.
It is.
Because I think an event without a buzz is a loss for everybody, not just us. So to make up for an event without a buzz, we need another event with a buzz to occur.
Yeah.
We don't have any immediate team events coming up.
No.
But I'm sure the people out there do.
I agree. We want, like, to be fair, your worst team event coming up.
No,
the one you're even dreading to go to is what we want you to think about here.
Footy, beers.
No, mate.
They're the events
that
I'm best at.
It's going to be team building stuff where you've got to, like, catch someone as they fall back on you. That kind of stuff.
End of financial year. A lot of looking at KPIs, things like that.
Yep.
Give us a call 13,
maybe a morning
1060.
Tea, something like that. We want to send Buzz to one of your team events.
Morning teas do work for my sleep patterns, so that's not too bad.
No, you're up at 5:30. Give us a call, 13 10 60. If you'll have Buzz, call us.
Make him pay.
Yeah.
Beers, footy, I'm up for anything. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. Buzz was absent last night. We had a team dinner.
To farewell a couple of our team members.
Yep.
Absolute stars of our show.
Oh, they were.
And it takes a team to make this show.
Yes.
It really does.
It also takes a team to make a team dinner.
Yeah.
But there was a big hole.
Somebody was a little bit tired from staying up to watch the soccer.
Somebody in their 20s
was
too tired for a 7:45 p.m.
Late 20s. Pushing 30.
I was home in bed by 10. I mean, it was an early night, really.
It was early.
Anyway, we know how he feels about the team now. It's probably been a good learning experience for us.
Yes, it has. But we did decide that an event that doesn't have a buzz
needs to
be equaled with an event that does have a buzz. So we've opened it to the great people of our gorgeous country. Carly from the Goldie, what event would you love to see buzz at?
The 48-kilometre Gold Coast Challenge.
And are you doing this, Carly, or are you just sending him into battle?
No, I'm definitely doing it.
Okay. And how long have you been training for it, Carly?
I've probably been training for about the last 4 months.
Oh, amazing. Buzz, how long have you been training?
I don't reckon I could do a 48 meter hike, to be honest. I don't think I could tell you last time I exercised.
Oh, it's 48K.
Yeah.
I thought it was 4 to 8K.
No,
right. 48.
This is great.
This is very good.
Buzz, just imagine there's a Macca's at the end of it. You'll work it.
A Macca's every 100 metres, mate.
Carly, imagine there's a dumpling that you didn't have last night waiting at the end of it.
Carly, when is it?
I work in an office.
No, when's the hike?
Oh, when's the hike? The hike's actually in 2 weeks' time.
Okay, that's
all right,
perfect.
We'll work on that. Great idea,
you stay
Carly.
On the line.
Yep. Should we go to Melissa now? Melissa, what is your event that you desperately need buzz at? Please tell me it's bad because I really want to punish him.
Well, it's not bad, but I'd like Buzz to be at our afternoon tea, saying goodbye to a lovely lady, Kate O'Connor. It's her last day. She's been made redundant. She's been with our company for
13 years. Oh, Kate. I mean, he's really good at seeing farewelling team members, so, you know, he'll be a real addition to your...
Yeah. So Kate's been made redundant. So where's the farewell? Tell me you've turned it on for Kate.
Cryo Shopping Centre at Cryo Central.
Okay, and what time of the day?
Tomorrow at 3:30.
In the afternoon?
Yes.
Or we could get him off our show and send him
there
instead.
I'm busy.
How long did Kate work with the company?
13 years.
Geez, you've really spared no expense after 13 years. We've got an afternoon gig at a shopping centre. Okay, Mel, that's great. You stay on the line. Let's go to Elaine. Elaine, talk to us. Where would you like to see Buzz?
Hi, I want Buzz to be at my kids' games. They play league for the under sevens for KC Warriors. We also need a water boy. We need a cheerleader, and it's all for the kids, and he can be a cheerleader for every other team. Doesn't matter. We also have a raffle going on.
Waterboy?
Cheerleader? He'd love one of those outfits.
But Waterboy's perfect. The amount of fluid that kid is retaining already, that is good.
Yeah.
That's great. That's hurtful. Now you know how we feel, mate. We just wanted you there last night. You love league. That sounded pretty good.
I love league.
But,
yeah, rugby league's my game.
Oh, yeah, cool. Awesome.
Okay.
All of these suggestions are great.
They sound great.
But I feel like there's one that's right up his alley that we need to get to. And it's, is it Lewis or Louis?
Either's fine, guys.
Well, mate, what's your name? I'm happy to call you by your name.
Lewis is my name.
Lewis.
Let's go with Lewis.
All right, Lewis.
Lewis.
Lewis, tell you where you need Buzz.
We definitely need Buzz to come and be a target for our players at our LARPing event.
A target?
Okay.
What is LARPing? What's LARPing?
I couldn't really hear you. What did you say?
LARPing is like medieval reenactment. we give our players foam swords and we do battle.
And so what's Buzz going to be the target for? Are you going to shoot arrows at him or something?
No, we're going to hit him with some swords.
I mean, I think there's our decision made.
I mean, yeah. The great thing is, Buzz, you're going to a LARPing event and, Lewis, you're not going to miss the target.
Why do you have to take it down? Just because he didn't show up last night, don't take yourself down to his level.
He's hurt my feelings.
You can come with me now, Tommy.
We go
LARPing together.
Okay, Lewis, can I have a sword?
Absolutely, we've got some spares.
Okay, done.
Lock it in.
Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. All right, so I'm all for ban the bag, right? We've been doing this campaign of the project, and it's come across.
I'm so sick of hearing about it.
Okay,
sorry, that's bad. That's bad. That's
anyway,
bad.
It's
energy.
Happening.
Hang on,
it's happening.
It's great. Tell me about it.
So the only problem was it was a little hiccup a couple of days ago.
Okay.
The idea came that people should take their reusable containers into the supermarkets to get their poultry and their fish in, right? And they just take their Tupperware in. And I was like, that ain't going to work. This is what I had to say about it a few days ago. Good thing to consider, but there's a risk of food contamination and, you know, non-sterilized containers. I mean, everyone has a different method of washing up. Imagine coming in some of the containers. You know the container you've had spag bowl in for like 10 years and it's like the whole rim's like red and orange.
Yeah.
Oh, here, put my fresh fish in
there. Oh.
Okay, and I had a lot of people in this office saying, no way, what are you writing down over there?
Your just wording was...
Was it?
Oh, I wouldn't play that grab again.
I wasn't really listening, to be honest. But anyway, I had a lot of you in the office say, that's ridiculous. People are clean. They bring in clean Tupperware, right?
Yeah.
I have proof.
Talk to me.
I have proof today. So you may have seen a story coming out saying that checkout staff who have having been to be dealing with people's reusable bags, because that's what everyone's taking in their green bags
now. Oh, so you hand over your bag and they have to fill it.
In these bags from people's homes, they have found, when they're ready to put your fresh fruit and veggies in, rodents.
Oh, rodents.
Dentures. Dirty nappies and needles.
Mate, if you swap out dentures for Invisalign, that could be your bag with all four of those things.
Oh, razor blades, cockroaches, some even smelled of petrol. This is what
I mean.
Personally,
don't sniff them. Don't sniff other people's bags.
But
that's
when you
weird.
Open their bag to put their groceries in, that's what you have to smell. So my first thing is, okay, if we're going to take every
reusable bag. Well, how do you get a litre of petrol around?
Let's clean them out first. Anyway, Woolworths and Coles are denying it, saying these were reports that came from a recent trial they used, and everyone's been very good, and it's a transition process, and yay, 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 and it's all going well.
Yes.
This is a public service announcement for myself as well. Don't have old crap in your reusable bag when you take it to the poor shop for these supermarket people that have to. Oh.
So it's just so I make sure
you're
fully on board reintroducing the single-use plastic bag.
Yeah, I'm all for ban the bag. What? I don't want to bring the bags back in. I'm just saying.
Carrie, heard it here first. Carrie, more plastic.
Don't
catch
me out. Okay, the other bit I've got for you today. So Kim Kardashian and Kanye are selling their renovated mansion in Bel Air, right? Yep. They had a market price that was ridiculous. It was like 15 mil or something. Anyway, it sold for well over that price. It sold for $17.8 million. Yep. But how's this, right? The person that bought the property bought it with one condition, and that was that she got to hang out with Kim Kardashian, and that Kim Kardashian would help promote her music.
She's this
rich, obscure Ukrainian-born woman, right, who wants to be a pop star.
Yep.
And she's got a song. She's gotten into the recording studio and come up with a tune. I'll play you a little bit of the tune. And she said, I'll buy the house for 17.8 mil, but listen to my tune and promote it.
Okay.
This is her tune.
Always watching me, can't protect my privacy. Who am I gonna try?
It's got a bit of...
Yeah.
Real kind of anthemic.
Yeah, it's got to pick up now. I feel
does
like
it kick
gonna...
up or not?
Okay,
here we go. Here we go.
Stand up for each other. Stand up for what's right. If we stand
up. I mean, I can't tell you.
There's nothing, no giveaway that you don't know the lyrics, like singing along going, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have to say, though, I heard that song about 2 hours ago and it's been in my head ever since, which means it is quite catchy.
Quite the tune. How much do I have to pay not to hear it again?
17.9. Okay. We'll take that off. Okay. But anyway, because it's not the first time it's happened. Lady Gaga, this Russian billionaire, paid $1 million to be in one of her video clips. He was like, I'd pay. I just want to be in it. Paid $1 million.
Really?
Yeah. This is how you get stuff done.
Wow.
Yeah, just be a billionaire and life seems to be quite easy.
Hey, that's weird. I've just got a bit of breaking news that's come through to my phone.
Mm.
This, and I don't even know why I've got this alert set up. Carrie Bickmore asks for more pregnancy privacy. She said people are not leaving her alone and continue to harass her during her pregnancy. She's even released an audio statement. Buzz, do we have that statement?
What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood? What is going on?
Buzz pressed the wrong button. It's all right. Go again, Buzz.
Asleep from yesterday.
I'm so confused.
The grab that we prepared. Oh.
No,
I'll see you in rehearsals,
great.
Mate.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers.
Yeah.
You may have remembered that at the start of the week you broke out one of the greatest sayings of all time.
What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood?
And why was this? What was this?
Look, I'd read something online that said if you go out in nature, if you watch nature documentaries, then it makes you feel better, weirdly, about yourself and your body image, and that it makes you feel good and it gets you in the mood. And so I was saying that's kind of a weird thing, nature to turn you on, right?
Yeah.
I thought everyone's got a weird thing that makes them feel good and gets them in the mood. So we opened it to the phones and we were inundated by people's weird little things.
Yeah, like shopping as the shopping center was closing.
Yeah, if you can get in the nick of time a minute before it closed. Oh, the rush of endorphins.
Yeah.
Oh.
The pirate ship at SeaWorld, sitting on the pirate ship at SeaWorld, seems to really turn some people's gears.
There was one lady that said her hubby coming home in his high-vis with dirt all over him. Well, it.
What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood?
Yeah.
We
loved it so much. We remixed it because we are going to go again. I've been looking for an excuse to do this segment again, right?
Yeah.
And so I've been digging deep in my memories, and I thought, what weird ones have I got? And then I went back and I went, okay, what weird ones have I got that are not suitable for radio?
I was going to say, I don't know if we could play any of your weird ones. Because it doesn't have to be like a naughty time kind of thing. It can just be, it gives you a pep up. Like for me, when I turn on my seat warmers, oh, I'm like,
what makes you feel good?
It's amazing.
What gets you in the mood?
And then the only problem is then if you have the seat warmers on too long, right, they start feeling a bit damp and then you feel like you wet your pants and then it stops making you feel good.
And for some people, that might be the thing. Right?
Yes.
That might even be the thing. But speaking of your car, there is a I got in your car, and when you get in and you plug the seatbelt in, it tightens a little bit and just gives you a little bit of a choke hug. Yeah. And I thought, oh, geez.
What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood?
But I've got one from back in the day. I used to date a girl, and I have asthma, as you know, and we've been dating for a little while, and my asthma comes on at weird times, and my puffer was by my bed, and I had to halt proceedings and have an asthma puffer, and then I realized what I was doing, and I said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Is that the unsexiest thing I could have done?
Yeah.
And I was not expecting a response, you know what, I'm actually kind of into it. And I thought, wow.
What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood?
So call us, 131060. What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood? Not sexy time necessarily, just in life makes you go, oh, I'm going to take this day by the horns.
Okay, you can't, you can't say not sexy time and then go, oh.
No, that's my gusto sound.
Yeah, I don't. Okay.
I don't make that at sexy time.
What noise do you make?
Anyway.
When's dinner ready?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What are we talking about now? We're talking about this.
What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood?
It's become our second favourite segment behind the paper quiz. We've had so many calls about this. What is the thing that just gets you going? It gets you in the mood.
This doesn't help progressing radio forward, but I have a new favourite segment.
Oh. What is that?
Pregnant or pissed.
Actually, that was Hughie's favourite segment we've ever done as well.
Catch that on the podcast, KarenTommy.com.au.
Good idea.
Work, Buzz. Great work, Buzz.
Well done.
Jeez, you've had a shocker today, but you really came through with the goods there. Due for a win and you got it. Great.
Let's go to Veronica. Veronica, what?
What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood?
Chef's clothing. My first boyfriend was a chef, and like that was going through HSC and stuff, so I was super stressed. Plus, was my first like significant boyfriend, so every time I see chef clothes, I'm getting in the mood. Mm-hmm.
Do you want a weird? Do you want an unfunny but scientific bit?
Yeah.
So you know how people often have fantasies about people in high school uniform, and people are always, no, don't look at me weird.
Okay, sure.
But you know how that's a thing, right?
Sure, yep.
And people always go, oh, I don't know how you feel about it. Apparently, it's because when you go through puberty, you're at the most heightened, and so it's just a reminder of the most heightened time.
Right,
you're
so it's still got looking,
it's got nothing to do with chefs or the age of people. It's just when you were at your most heightened with all your hormones going wild.
Yeah, I try to keep this segment not like awkward and irky, so thank you for that. Aiden.
should I? Buzz, I think both me and you have been kicked out of the show.
Let's go to Aiden. Aiden, what makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood?
So I'm a night full manager at Woolworths, and at the end of the night, we actually like to face up a lot of the products, especially in the fridge sector. You know, your dips and stuff that you use with your bits.
For those who don't know what facing up means, it's when you pull all the product to the front, so when you look at it, there's no holes. There's just a full, perfect thing. Is that right?
Yeah. So I spend extra time, especially in this dip section, to make everything absolutely perfect, and I've got, mad OCD about that. And I actually take photos of every single time I do that, and I'll just show everyone, and they get really mad about it.
And does that get you in the mood?
Oh, it always gets me in the mood.
What about Hannah? Hannah, what?
What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood?
Okay, so when my boyfriend reverse parallel parks with one hand and puts his hand on the headrest on my headrest, it's like, I look at him and I'm like, oh, you are so skilled.
I know that exact move.
Yeah.
The leaning across, one hand on the wheel.
And it's like the hand does the circling of the wheel on its own.
Yeah, with the hand out, like spiraled out, like they don't even have it clasped. It's so unsafe, but it's just so just nice.
Hannah, you know what? That might be a thrill that might be gone in not too long, because so many cars have cameras at the back now that they all put the hand on the headrest and look back over
your
shoulder.
You can still do the move, though.
Still do the move.
Yeah, still do the move. Yeah. Finally, let's go to Murray. Murray on the way out. What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood?
Oh, it's actually Murray, Sarah.
Sorry, mate.
I'll be asleep in my bed, and then next midnight my door opens.
Buzz, I reckon we might get out of this one. See ya. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy
Little. Just had my dress fitting for Sunday.
Oh, for the Logies.
For the Logies.
What are you going? Frontless? Everyone goes backless. I'd like to see you just go frontless. Really make a headline.
Well, remember I wore the dress back to front one day? Remember I told you how I was wearing that backless dress and I rang my stylist after being at a cancer charity function and I said, I felt like it was very revealing. And she was like, no wonder you were tripping on your train, you idiot. You wore the dress back to front.
I
won't be going frontless.
You said to me, it feels very booby. You said it felt very booby. Yeah, because you got it on backwards. Logies, of course, this Sunday. Vote for Carrie. Vote Carrie Bickmore. Get her another Logie. It'll be her 27th. I believe.
No. I don't actually know how many.
Yeah, fourth. Yeah. It'll be your fourth.
Help keep me employed.
Yeah,
please.
Get her. It's good for you. Also great for the show. Get Carrie across the line.
You're a bit sour on the Logies, aren't you? It's not really the Logies who you're upset with.
I don't know who I am. I'm not allowed to be upset with Channel 10 because they give me a job.
Right.
I love them. I was told I was going.
Yeah.
And then
and we were very excited.
Yeah.
We're going to party together. Woo! Woo!
And then they said, no, you need to work. And I went, woohoo, because I love the show. So great.
Project is on Sunday night. And that's what you should be watching Sunday
night.
Yeah,
watch Sunday Project.
6:30, you will be there.
Yep. It's going to be wild.
But the funniest part about it was when I found out you weren't coming, I was like, oh, bum.
Yeah.
And then they said to me, you know who is coming, though?
Who essentially took my spot.
The guy, they brought the guy out from NCIS. Yes.
Now, the great thing about this guy is he's stunning.
And Will
he's also from that 70s show, and you tried to say his name
Wilbur
last night. Have another go. Just say it quickly.
Wilder Valderrama.
Wilma
Valderrama.
That is correct.
It's a tricky one.
It is a tricky one.
Especially
and also,
when you're looking at his gorgeous eyes.
Well, I reckon that was what was throwing you off, because you had one question to ask him, despite getting his name wrong about 27 times during the show. And you looked at him and I saw the twinkle in your eyes and I thought, Bickmore's not going to get this question out. She's flustered. She doesn't know what's going on. But like a true pro, you absolutely nailed it. Or did you? No, you absolutely stuffed it. Buzz.
NCIS, what a huge show. It's the most watched drama series in the world. How is it as an actor joining an already established successful show like that?
Many episodes, yes.
You know what I love about it? You started to stumble and then you went to kind of make it into a gag. And so you went six, 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 six. But he doesn't know you.
No, he just thinks I can't speak.
He just thinks you can't speak.
And then he goes, we're going to be at the Logies together. And the look of concern in his eye, I'm sure he rang publicity straight off and went, can I not sit next to that girl? That's real weird.
I love though. You went, yeah. He said, we're going to the Logies together. And you went, yeah. And I went, oh, because you're doing the thing again.
The repetitive. Anyway, so I'm not too fussed that you're not there because
you've got some eye candy.
Wilma Valderrama.
Valderrama's
going to be there. No, he was delightful. Mm-hmm. I'm also very excited because as of last night,
Well, I realise there's something before we get to the campaign.
What?
Also vote for Luke McGregor. My housemate, most popular actor. Mm. If you vote for him and he wins the Logie, I promise you I will throw it through a wall in my house.
Amazing. I feel like he also could be someone that in his acceptance speech would do a successful like me.
Definitely.
He's a fellow stumbler.
And a lot of
I'd like to thank viewers.
Guys.
He's gorgeous.
Yes.
Another gorgeous man, two gorgeous men, Tom Gleason and Grant Denyer. They are important because one of them is running for gold and the other has decided he is going to be campaign manager. We will discuss this next. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. So last night, if you were watching The Weekly with Charlie Pickering, you would have seen that Tom Gleason was hard chatting Grant Denyer, who is up. He's one of our great guys here on this network, and he's up for a gold.
Love Mr. Denyer.
Love Mr. Denyer.
Love not only always great work on radio, Today FM, Brekkie, on our beloved network, but yes, also all the stuff he's done on Channel 10, not just for Family Feud,
yeah,
but over the years we've loved him.
Absolutely. In fact, he was the first person I kissed when I won my gold Logie.
Wow. I thought that story was going to be way more interesting. I thought you were going to just stop at kissed, and I was like, well, let's really.
No, I turned the wrong way, and I was like, oh, it's Grant. Hey. So, you know, in a way I want him to win. I'll sit next to him, and then we can have payback,
another
right?
Pash.
Another pash.
There's nothing like pashing a pregnant woman to get you going.
Anyway, he was hard-chatted, and as usual, Tom went pretty hard to start with. This is how it began.
You were nominated for a gold Logie for Family Feud, which has been axed. Are the Logies broken?
I think it's a lovely way to send out Family Feud. Go out with a bang.
Okay, and he didn't stop there.
Now, was it hard to do a survey of 100 people when even 100 people weren't watching?
Now, it's so hard. Even I haven't done a hard chat. It's scary. And for Grant to do a good on him, and he took it so incredibly well. But didn't it take a turn when all of a sudden Tom Gleason decided, I'm backing you, Grant. Yeah. I'm backing you for gold.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I want a campaign to get you to win the gold Logie. How good would that? Oh, you watch this. Vote Denyer for gold. Let's get his Axe TV show a gold Logie. Vote now.
It's fun.
They took it back in studio. The entire audience had little Denyer faces on their sticks. They were all behind him.
Denyer for gold! Go to Facebook and Twitter, follow the links. Denyer for gold! Denyer for gold! Denyer for gold!
I mean, that would not warm your heart, would it? Like, if you were Grant Denyer, you're feeling all the warm and fuzzly seeing that.
Well, are you, Grant?
Hello, you beautiful people.
Hey, Legend.
Has anybody drug tested Gleason? Oh, my God. What on earth is happening? I think he's on the herbs. Mate, that was... I went in there, and as you know, these hard chats are really, really hard to front up to. So I kind of went in there expecting him to rip my career to shreds, you know, and just leave me broken and then sort of toss me out of the side of the road like a carcass. And then all of a sudden, like, this little switch happened, and he just got right on board. And, mate, I am still gobsmacked. I have no idea what's going on or why, but it is amazing.
You better get your speech ready because this is gathering momentum. Yeah. I've seen it all over, like, Twitter, all online. Mate, you're in with a good chance.
It's kind of weird. I always thought it was going to be either Tracy or Amanda, and then Tom's got hold of this thing, and he's grabbed the campaign by the scruff of the neck, and I think he's trying to physically just throw me over the finish line.
Well, I'll be really honest with you, Grant. I'm very conflicted because Amanda is a dear, dear friend of me. I know you and I have had a little peck after I won gold.
Oh, by the way, after that patch that we had, are you sure that baby's not mine?
It's been gestating for a very long time, if it is.
Grant, I mean this in all due respect, but the bump's already bigger than you.
Big fan of Amanda Keller, and I love her too. So I feel like, in fairness, I almost need to start a Get Amanda for Gold campaign just to get so that she doesn't lose out to you. But I like both of you. I'm very conflicted.
I'm on board this. I reckon Gold Denyer has a ring to it.
I'm struggling with you as well. I feel very uncomfortable about it all. But if you wanted to start a campaign,
you can just be pro Grant. That's okay, mate.
Okay, all right. So can I own this now then?
Yeah, you own it.
Okay,
you own it all the way to that red carpet.
If you start chanting, I want the gold, I will chant along with you.
I want the gold.
The gold. I want the gold.
We will throw all the details you need to know on our Instagram page at Carrie Tommy Show. Guys, that is us done. But make sure you do go on and vote for Carrie. Also vote for Grant Denyer and Luke McGregor
Good
as well,
you,
Tommy.
Mate. Good luck on Sunday.
Ooh. Love you guys. See you up there.
We'll catch you guys tomorrow.
Whether that was the best podcast you've ever heard is a matter of opinion. But one thing we're sure of, if you want a car ready for life's great adventures, get the Toyota RAV4. Toyota means business. Now on. Search Toyota Value for more. Ba-dum-bum-bum.